Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today and all through the coronavirus has been Adolos, and we're very thankful for that. And the producer, of course, is Christina Liu, and we're at the, again, this show has come to an end. This is the last segment of the show.
Goodbye.
And it was really wonderful, but we're going to go to Otto to talk about Circle of Support that from the last advisory meeting. And I know Otto's a big fan of the Circle.
Well, I am. I would say it was really a hot item about 3 years ago where we talked about it a lot, and then it kind of faded a little bit. And this past Monday at the New Hyde Park Advisory Committee Zoom meeting, it came up again. And basically, for people who might be listening who don't know what we're talking about, Circle of Support is a document that's about 4 or 5 pages that ask you a series of questions about what's your support circle. You know, who do you talk to about this, that, and whatever? And it makes people think, you know, if you are home, like we were just describing in the previous segment, and there's nobody with you, you really have to think about who is backing you up, who's supporting you. And the Project Independence social workers and nurses would both gladly come to your home, talk to you about the circle of support, just have a conversation, and hopefully help you construct a circle. The circle may be made up of neighbors. It may be a church you belong to, people from the church, you know, whatever. Point being, it's something that you really, really, you know, I happen to be fortunate. I have a large family. I'm not too concerned about it personally. You know, I know who would take care of what, but there's a lot of people I know that they don't have that luxury. And it's a blessing that I appreciate, but then there are people who don't have that. And I think maybe it would be good for them to work with somebody who could help them through it. So point being, you can get, if you call 311, you could get Circle of Support documentation to help you. Plus you could get people from Project Independence to actually come to your home and help you, although not home now.
Yeah, via the phone right now, right?
Zoom home, because they can't go to your home. But the bottom line is, I think it's an important thing to think about.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, what's great about that, and I want to remind people too, is that, you know, you don't feel, oh my God, I don't have an answer for every line, you know, because as Otto said, the goal of the Circle of Support, it's really an ongoing kind of document. So it shows you where your gaps are, you know, so, oh, I don't know who I would call in this situation or what this doctor, you know, whatever it might be. So it gets you thinking. And I think it's all part of the preparing, you know, especially, listen, no one really knew that, you know, all these months later, we'd still be in this situation. You know, we have seniors who are still scared to leave, you know, their house in fear of food, you know, and Project Independence really has served as that support system for them, you know. And I mean, I look at these things and, you know, so it's Project Independence in coordination with the town North Hempstead, and, you know, Supervisor Bosworth is just so on board with all the Project Independence programs and initiatives during this time, you know. And it's just where we're so in the hustle and bustle of everything. And when I sit there and write a newsletter or gather information for something and really see all these programs that are coming out of this and services. And, you know, I want to tell people till the end of the year, you can take free transportation to the doctor or to, you know, the supermarket. So that's totally free. And they're in, you know, you're in a private taxi cab, you know, so it's not a joint situation. So there's so many safe things that have occurred that are so important.
But they now will take you to a polling place to vote also.
Thank you, Otto. You segued right into what I want to say, because this is so important. So the local taxi companies that Project Independence is partnered with, which is All Island and Deluxe Transportation, they're going to be providing free rides to all the polls in Nassau County from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can do that. And it's really, you can call 311. We'll give you the specifics on that. But I thought that that was really wonderful because I know that that's a source, you know, of anxiety for people, certain transportation things. So call 311 for that information. And also,
can I just jump in here before you go on?
Absolutely.
Circle of support, to go back to that for a second. Is Rebecca familiar with that?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Rebecca Mella?
Yeah, I mean, we all worked on it together.
Would that be something that in January, as opposed to having a guest, we do like a 2-hour Christina Liu and go through step by step?
Yeah, well, you know what's really, and that's what we have our nurse and our social worker, because they're really the ones that are the direct people that are filling this out. You know, we put this all together as a team, but the nurse and social worker are actually going to be on the show in December. And that's part of what they'll be talking about is just the importance of. Because like I said, that's part, and I want to remind people that when you call a social worker and a nurse, the circle of support is part of their assessment tool for you. So they'll come with you with all kinds of material and different questions. And the circle of support is one of the documents that they have that's part of their assessment on whatever, you know, your needs may or may not be. So yeah, it started with the social worker and then a bunch of our teams, you know, came up with the concept of it and revamped it over the years. So call 311. Like I said, if you are interested in that, I think it's great. And Otto brought up a good point about we're trying to make that a digital kind of thing. So that should be wonderful. So call 311. I also want to encourage people. There is a really, really cool program that's going to be coming out through Project Independence. It's starting on November 10th. It's called In Your Own Words. It's facilitated by one of our social workers, Gina, and it's a workshop to really help guide you on the path of journaling and recording your experiences on paper, whether it's poetry, short stories, whatever it might be. It's going to be the second and fourth Tuesday of each month at 11:30 via Zoom. But I think it's really great. You know, we, like I said, we have so many programs or Project Independence that are heavy on, you know, Medicare or medical things, you know, and we're also trying to come up with, you know, kind of therapeutic social programs, because that's something that's obviously void from a lot of people's lives. So this one, I think, you know, in being a creative kind of thing is really beneficial and therapeutic, obviously, for a lot of people right now.
You know what I just thought about, and I think of it because of John's mother-in-law with the macular degeneration. There are people who probably have a lot of things going on up here that they would love to share with somebody. Maybe we ought to come up with a way or suggested way that they can do this verbally, like into a cassette player or a smartphone that has a recorder, so that they can, maybe somebody would talk to them about having an outline of, you know, where did it begin?
Right, right.
Where did you live at such and such a point? Blah, blah, blah. And then have the person answer these questions verbally into a digital recording. Or frankly, you can even do it with a TV/ audio recording. I think it would be priceless memory.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's in the same line. As the
point being, I'm sorry, but the point being, if you can't see, you can't write, you can't type, how about let's try it
absolutely
verbally, you know?
No, I think that's great. And it's like recording your own kind of oral history, you know, thing. So I think is certainly, that's a great idea, you know, especially as you were saying, there are people who unfortunately have certain limitations. So that's definitely something I'll bring back to the team, Otto, because I really like that suggestion. Also, there's going to be next week, I want to remind people, Marcus O'Toole, who is he's a lawyer, and he's going to discuss estate planning and administration during the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, it's probably been a difficult time doing all these things, you know, virtually and whatnot different. And he'll tell you what you need to get in order. So that should be certainly a wonderfully informative show. So that is next week. So I want to remind people to check in on that. You can still also call for the Medicare Part D, which plan is right for you. I really am encouraging people to do this. They are individual phone appointments. You talk to a pharmacist, you have a list of all your medications, and they will work with you and put into their system whatever will be the most beneficial Medicare Part D plan based upon what medications you're on. The amount of money that's saved every year is so, so important. So that's November 10th and November 18th. So you just call 311 and they'll give you your individual appointment slot. So please, please check that out. Obviously, all of our social groups are still meeting. Our St. Francis van, I want to tell people, is providing flu shots. They have both the senior enhanced flu shot and the regular flu shot. So whatever is right for you based upon your doctor, you are able to do. You do not need to make an appointment for this.
Just to interrupt you, Christina.
Yeah.
I got my flu shot last week. And the nurse was giving me one flu shot. And then the doctor said, no, no, he gets the other flu shot. And I told him about you. I said,
quadrivalent. Oh, That's right. You're very knowledgeable on all the technical terms now from
and
promoting it all
these.
I gave
you a certificate. I got a certificate that I got my flu shot.
There you go. I love
it. You're now in the super flu shot category.
I am, whatever it was.
When you're over 65, you're supposed to get the super shot.
Yeah, it's like the enhanced, right?
That's what I got. She said, wait a minute. She says, no, he doesn't get that one. I got the super, the super califragilistic.
Right. But that is, so St. Francis is really great. It actually has both available, which I think is really wonderful. So that's on November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the Port Washington Adult Activity Center. And then on November 4th, they will be providing strictly flu shots only at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury. So you can do that. It's really great that we've been partnered with them. And like I said, they, as a hospital system, really thought outside the box with this van and doing it outside. And then if the weather was bad, they're in a giant room that's completely, you know, spaced out. So they really had a very strict guidelines of how to keep things safe. So we obviously want people to get their flu shots and be safe during this time. So call 311 if you need more information about that as well. Also, November 30th, we're having a great chat. She will also be on our radio program. It's called COVID-19 and Caregiving. Elizabeth Robles from the Alzheimer's Association of Long Island. She's a wonderful, wonderful speaker. She will really be on talking about the challenges of caregiving. You know, we mention this all the time on the show. Caregivers, half the time, they don't even look at themselves as caregivers. And the other half, they're just not even, you know, taking care of themselves or have time to. So especially during this time, it's been very taxing on that role. So we will give you some good tips on how to do that and just kind of different resources that are out there. So there's such great programs in Project Independence, and please call 311 or 869-6311. And I want to mention, if you don't have a video capability, you can still join a Zoom via the telephone. So that is something that is, you can't say, oh, I don't have a smartphone or a computer, but you have, you probably have a landline and you can call in and be a part of the sessions, which a lot of people are doing. So.
And just one other thing also is that call 311 if you have an idea for a speaker. I mean, Christina, we're booked. We're into January, I know that. So it's not a matter that we're looking for speakers because Christina finds them.
I always like suggestions. I'll take it.
But if there's a subject that you think we haven't talked about and you'd like somebody professional to come on, please do. But that's our show for today. I think it's been a tremendous, and Christina has her lovely outfit on. I want to wish everybody a safe, safe, happy Halloween. Don't go crazy. Be safe whatever you do. Wear your mask and with your children, go out. Just know what you're doing. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be back next week, everyone.